Support for Here and Now comes in part from the Rockefeller Foundation and its Campaign for American Workers. More at rockfound.org.
Welcome back. For entertainment writer Mark Hirsch, it all began in 1998 when he noticed that Sarah McLachlan's Building a Mystery sounded an awful lot like Joan Osborne's 1995 hit, One of Us.
If God had a name, what would it be, and would you call it to his face?
And then along came Beyonce this past summer with the same chord progression in the ubiquitous If I Were a Boy.
Be with the guy. And chase after girls.
Mark came up with a name for this. He calls it the sensitive female chord progression, which we should add guys can play too. Mark wrote about all of this in the Boston Globe and joins us in the studio. What exactly is the progression?
I've been thinking about it for years as minor 6, major 4, major 1, major 5. But as many Berkeley students have pointed out, it is more accurately designated as minor 1, major 6, major 3, flat 7.
Well, but if you don't know anything about any of that,
of course,
and you're speaking of Berklee School of Music students who do know all about that, you say you can just sing Joan Osborne's, What If God Were One of Us, over any song, just to see if it has the chord progression.
That is correct.
So let's do this. Let's listen to Joan Osborne again with One of Us, and as it goes along, you know, tell me where the chord changes are, okay, for the uninitiated, for the non-musician, okay?
Okay. Here's the minor 6, the major 4, the major 1, the major 5.
Okay.
Minor 6, major 4, major 1, major 5.
Okay.
And so forth.
Okay. Now here's what I want to do now. If we could cue up in there, we're driving everyone crazy on the other side of that glass. If we could just cue up Sarah McLachlan, okay? Now I want you to sing Joan Osborne with me over Sarah McLachlan.
Me to sing?
Okay, yes.
What if God was one of us?
That's when the energy comes.
Just a slob like one of us.
Vampires
just a stranger. Oh, that's the part that switches.
Okay. That was amazing for as far as it went. You talked to Eric Bazillion of the Hooters, who wrote One of Us that Joan Osborne sings, that you say just like owns this female chord progression. He's a guy. What did he say to you?
As soon as he called me back when I requested an interview, the message they left on my voicemail was excitement that somebody else had finally spotted this thing that he's been living with for 10 years because he had noticed this exact same phenomenon, just song after song after song. And he certainly doesn't feel as though he needs to get everybody that has used this chord progression, because
right.
He's certainly not the first one to use it either.
But you talk to other people, too, about what it might be doing, you know, and especially since, men use it as well. Well, there's the man who wrote it, Eric Bazillion. But also, Green Day's Holiday. Let's just take a listen.
What if God was one of us?
One of us. So, you know, guys using it, too. But what do you think specifically it does for women? Because that was definitely a different feel with Green Day. So what is it doing, that you call it this, female chord progression?
First of all, it's important to realize that the reason I gave it that name was that the songs that I was hearing that fit this chord progression were all women. And specifically, they were all women who would be on stage at a Lilith Fair.
I was
they
just
were
gonna say
Lilith Joan Fair, Osborne, right. Sarah McLachlan, Melissa Etheridge, Jewel used it, and then Nina Gordon, who used to be in Veruca Salt, which was a very hard rock band. She made her pop move using this chord progression with a song called Tonight and the Rest of My Life.
I hear it.
Now, over the years, there have been plenty of songs that have completely violated the name Sensitive Female Chord Progression.
Right.
One of the more aggressive ones is The Offspring, and you can listen to the song Self Esteem, which is one of the big ones that sort of helped make their name in 1994.
Well, you talk to musicologists about what this progression might be doing, you know, as opposed to, you know, something that just does a crescendo and stays up on the crescendo. This is kind of a circular thing. What do people tell you?
One of the reasons why I'm sure it works the way it does and it's so popular, it continues to come up over and over again, and the reason why I was corrected by a lot of Berkeley students when I officially got it wrong, is that when you look at it as minor 6, major 4, major 1, major 5, those are essentially the four most basic chords for pop music in the last 50 years. And you can rearrange those in whatever order you want and get a large proportion of all the songs that we've listened to mm-hmm. over the last half century. You can start them at different points and get different songs. There's a comedian named Rob Paravonian who has something that a lot of people have seen on YouTube called Pachelbel Rant. He basically starts in the middle of My Sensitive Female Chord Progression. I start on the minor 6, he starts on the major 1, and he plays guitar, and it's part of his act, and he goes through a number of songs that go major 1, major 5, minor 6, major 4. Wow, it's been good living with you. And my machine head is better than the rest. My machine head is better than the... See the stone set in her eye. See the thorn twist in her... I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm shamed. Lying naked on the floor. He was a boy. She was a girl. Could it be any more obvious? We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a dream and we just know now. No. And if you start this progression in another spot, if you start it at the major 4, you get Rihanna's Umbrella, you get Oasis's Supersonic.
Oh.
So it's basically, if you look at it as just one never-ending circle, you can almost start it at any spot and get a song.
What shall we go out with here? I want it to be rousing. Well, how about Beyoncé? And then we can sing along with her.
If I could sing along with Beyoncé,
right.
Then I...
Your day's complete.
My day would be complete, yes.
That's entertainment writer Mark Hirsch speaking about the sensitive female chord progression that guys play too. Mark, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay, hit it. 'Cause they stick up for me. If I
was one of us. It's too high for me. Just a slob like one.
Let's try and get we'll find our key. Okay, let's listen. We can do this.
If God was one of us, just a slob like one of us.
Everybody.
Building a mystery.